words that rhyme. Many others do. Why don't you? Do you want to? No, no. Oh, sing your life. Just walk right up to the microphone and name all the things you love.
A big star with world fame. Remember, we're here, and we'll remember your name. All your fans, they love you. We will forever love you. You've changed our lives for the better.
Hello, this is Maurice Montalvo from La Palma, Orange County, California, U.S. of A. Mr. Stephen Patrick Morrissey, I'd like to tell you that you've got to be one of the greatest singers around. I hope you never, ever stop singing. Your ideas, your values, and all the things that you've encrusted into my mind. You're the greatest, Stephen. And I hope you live forever. I want to hear you singing, and I want you to keep going and giving us all that you've given me. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, Morrissey. This is Megan. I saw your show 4 times after waiting 5 years. It was really incredible. And I really love your lyrics and wondered one thing, why you used Edith Sitwell for the figurehead for your tour. And also, since your lyrics are so great, can we expect anything, poetry or anything in a written form, to be published soon? Thanks.
Hello, Morrissey. I'd really like to tell you that you're my favorite person. My room is covered entirely in pictures of you and your lyrics. I have a map of England on my ceiling with a Manchester circle, and everyone I know loves you, so does my cat. And I really like to tell you, you have a really good profile. I love it. You have a wonderful face, a wonderful voice, and everything about you is perfect. Goodbye.
I want shows in front of you, Morrissey, to tell you how much I really like your music. When I think of true legends. You are a true legend. James Dean and Oscar Wilde would have loved you.
Hi, Morrissey. I love you. You're so great. My name is Anna from Arcadia, and I just want to say that I love it when you shake your butt when you dance, and I just think you're so wonderful, and I love you so much. You are the most gorgeous guy in the world, and you sing. Your voice just makes me melt, and I love you so much, Morrissey. Oh, I love all of your songs, and I love everything about you, me and my friends, everything. Oh, you're so gorgeous, Morrissey. I love you.
Hi, this is Mike Morrissey. I can remember back in like 1984 when I first heard the first Smith song on the radio, and it was like something I've never heard in my life, and it was just great, and it just gave me great inspiration in my own writing and my art and just a way of life, and I just thank you for that. And it's so meaningful, and all my friends just think you're the best. And I really appreciate your words, and you have a great voice. Just keep on singing and reel around the fountain. Thanks.
This is Richard Blade at K-Rock. Who's this?
This is Miriam from Altadena.
Okay, Miriam, you're on the air. Talk to Morrissey.
Oh, my God. Morrissey, you're so special, and your songs just, like, speak to me, you know? And everybody wonders why I like you so much. I mean, not everybody, but, like, kids my own age, because I'm, like, 13, and everybody's listening to, like, New Kids on the Block stuff and wearing those stupid shiny black shoes. And, and it's just, I don't know, it's just you're so special, and you're, like, the best singer ever, and I almost wanted to go to your, I've almost got to your concert, and I was so mad when I didn't get to it, and when it sold out in 20 minutes, I felt like, oh, God, it is so special, I'm so happy that, like, you're gonna hear this, and, oh, God, I'm so happy I was able to get through, and I love you, oh, my God.
I started listening to your music about 2.5 years ago during the Viva Hate record, and I heard so much of how I felt in those songs. And that was at 33 years old, and that was 2.5 years ago. And now I'm 36, and I still am a Morrissey fan, and I still hear what is ticking inside of me in those songs. And for that, I want to thank you.
Morrissey, this is a real longtime fan. I went to your first 3 concerts. I thought you were greatest. And I want to say that I hope you come out again real soon, and I'll miss you.
Hi, Morrissey. This is Aida from North Hollywood. I just want to say thank you for being so great to all your fans. I saw you at the San Diego show and the other 2 in L.A., but you were so nice when that guy, the security guard, was taking one of your fans off stage. You just ran after him and shook his hand. I thought it was the sweetest thing. I took 2 of my friends that were non-Morrissey fans, and now they're getting to be real big Morrissey fans. I just want to say I really enjoy your music. I love you, and I just hope you'll be in L.A. soon again, because I want to see you again. Bye, Morrissey.
Hi there, this is Rocio Romo, and I just called to express my thanks for Morrissey. Your music is so meaningful to me. I just thank you for introducing Oscar Wilde to me, and I want to also thank you for escaping from the hypocrisy of other music makers, which you are so unique from. I just really, really thank you for that, and I'm quite nervous.
Hello, Morrissey. This is Andrew Chow from Cerritos. I'm just so excited to be able to talk to you. I just want to say that no rock artist is as brilliant as you in his or her message to the world. I mean, from the very beginning, from the song Hand in Glove with the Smiths to your latest single, Sing Your Life, no one has had as much to say about life, and no one has been as brilliant about life as you. You've influenced my perspective about a lot of things, and you've been a major force in the shaping of my philosophy on life. Thank you, and always stay your brilliant self. I love you.
Hi, Morrissey. My name is Elisa, and I'm calling on a car phone right now, but I'm from Santa Barbara, and I wanted to thank you for a great concert you put on at the Bowl. And I really enjoy your music. The past few years of my life have been pretty disastrous, and your music has really helped me get through hard times. And I really wanted to thank you, and I love you so much. Thanks.
Hi, Morrissey. This is Erica from Villa Park, California. I think you're really great. I went to your Pacific Amphitheater concert, and it was a lot of fun. I know how much you've been influenced by Oscar Wilde, so I'm starting to read some of his books. And I don't know what to say. I just I think you're great. I love your songs. Your lyrics are so meaningful, and my room is literally plastered with your pictures.
This is the world-famous K-Rock. Do you have a message for Morrissey?
Yeah, I like Joe Morrissey. My name is Charlie from Ontario, and I've been listening for him since from the Smiths. I just want to tell him I really like what he's doing. He's the greatest person in the world, and I will sing my life.
Hi, Morrissey. This is Juliana Gustafson from Valencia, California, and I'd just like to let you know that you are truly the coolest artist that I have ever seen, and your concerts, you have such presence. You're like an enigma, and just, I don't know, the neatest thing about seeing you and hearing you is knowing that you really care about your fans, and I can tell that, and that is so refreshing. It takes my breath away just to hear you sing and to watch you, and I want you to know that I'm going to love you forever because you're the coolest.
Hello, Morrissey. How are you? It feels like I'm talking to a friend, so I feel very comfortable. My name is Michael, and I have a very great advantage over other people. I work at K-Rock, and I get to listen to your music a lot. And it means a lot to me, and it gets me through a lot. The best thing about being your fan is that it feels like it's a two-way street. It's like you're our fan, too. And that's really nice. That's different. You know, some of us have to feast with tigers, and I know you know what that's about, and your music helps us get through. So thanks a lot, Morrissey. You have a lovely singing voice. Good night, and thank you.